Can any of you this morning recall one of the most famous lines from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland? The one yelled by the Queen of Hearts, the foul-tempered croquet-playing monarch, quick to announce a death sentence at the slightest offense. Her most famous trope, off with their heads. And while she frequently requests beheading, she rarely acts. How different from the gospel this morning, when Herod, celebrating his birthday, honors his daughter's request to cut off the head of John the Baptizer. Violence to end dissension, an ancient story and an all too familiar one. How often do we cry, off with their heads, when things do not go our way? How often is our answer to dissatisfaction to cut off the head of the prophet, to kill the messenger, to stop the truth, to rid us of what scares us? The story of John's beheading in the Gospel of Mark follows immediately last week's instructions from Jesus to his disciples, taking the message of hope and healing out into the world. Remember, two by two? Take no purse, no bread, no extra tunic. What does he say? Go in my name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of love. Many of you may know U2's song, Pride. One man comes in the name of love. Those lyrics reflect that gospel message. This Sunday, quite another message, a cautionary tale to be sure, a reminder of a prophet's reward, the fate of those who tell truth. Shaking the dust off your feet is one thing, but losing your head, your life, quite another. A sad story to tell, a hard story to hear. A story about the reality of our lives that stands right up next to the healing, curing, feeding, all those transforming acts of love done by Jesus and the disciples. John had real enemies. Right? Jesus had real enemies. Fear and truth-telling are always at odds. Speaking truth to power is deadly. Even today, you don't have to look far for messengers of change to slay. Brothers and sisters, our houses are not square. Our lives are not quite straight, as clearly Herod's house wasn't. The plumb line, that metaphor that Amos used with the people of Israel to help distinguish the righteous from the not so righteous. The plumb line distinguishes paths of righteousness, or maybe better said, how we know we've strayed from the path. Amos spoke loudly and clearly that God's house is a house where truth and justice, mercy and peace meet in the corners and stand tall on a foundation of love. Quite a difference between the way Herod does life and the way Jesus does life. There's a difference between the standard God sets and the way power seeks to hold on to power. It's a hard lesson to hear, and a harder lesson to talk about. But it is with conviction that I say to you, it is never God's desire to separate, to exclude, or to isolate. It is always God's deepest desire to unite, to unify, to bring together, to include, connecting us to God and each other. the actions of those disciples willing to go to places in the name of Jesus, in the name of love, and hang out for a while makes it oh so clear that love is a different kind of power. Loving God and others empowers us to bring life-giving change. This is a way different kind of power than politicians and influence peddlers, public opinion pundits, or self-appointed doomsayers wield. Love transforms. Love brings change. Unexpected change, perhaps unwanted change, but changes that require new ways of thinking and new ways of being. So love and its transformative power can be frightening and can cause those in power to be threatened and afraid. And so what is our response to fear, to the loss of control, to new ways of thinking, of doing, of being? There have been times in all our lives when, in fear, we cry, "Off with their heads!" Times we would prefer to eliminate and not listen to. Times we would undermine or undervalue rather than attempt to understand a person, a circumstance, or a change that is in front of us. There are times when in our fear we do violence to each other. Yes, cutting off each other's heads. It's clear violence is not the answer. It creates more division, more fear, and more disconnection. In the name of Jesus, in the name of love, one man come and miracles occur. People are healed, miracles worked, folks are made whole, the lame walk, the blind see, people repent and change and make a new way. The disciples were out working in the name of Jesus, and in the name of love, that was it. That was all they took. That was all they packed. And it was plenty. And I'm saying to you, if it was plenty enough for them, it's plenty enough for us. Because at the very name of Jesus, Herod is terrified. A man haunted by the memories of what he had done to John the Baptizer. Now, he tries to make us feel sorry for him, to see him as a victim of circumstance. If only John had been less vocal in his reproach of Herod. If only his daughter hadn't asked. If only he hadn't made that promise in front of his birthday guest. If only he hadn't been pushed. There's always a reason for bad behavior. But what is our reason for better behavior? How can we serve a God of love and compassion rather than our needs for control and power? We are called to serve God in the name of Jesus in a way that is unique to who we are. Amos was created and called to speak truth to the mighty of Israel, to warn them of where their actions would lead. John the Baptizer was created and called to proclaim a baptism of repentance to everyone, regardless of status or position. Our very own Chris Cole was created and called to serve God and this church as a priest. In his ordination, deciding to follow Jesus, stepping out in faith to his call. That's what a prophet does. A prophet steps out in faith and speaks truth to power, even to the Herods of this world. And everyone who responds to oppression, corruption, injustice, inequity, does the same. That is our plumb line. That is our standard. That is our call. There is always a possibility that we will lose our heads, that our words and our actions will make others fearful. In the name of Jesus, though, in the name of love, life flourishes, creativity blossoms, mercy and truth meet together, righteousness and peace kiss each other. I urge you to beware of reactions that resemble the beheading of one speaking truth to power. Transformation can only be wrought by and with and through love. The reimagination of our world, of our communities, of our families, of our church will no doubt break many hearts. But in the sure and certain hope that more shall be saved. Fear is the opposite of love. Our plumb line is love. That's the standard we set. When those around us cry foul, when voices of dissent pull us to respond to change with fear or with violence, whether in language or actions or the continuation of exclusionary practices, may we not be so quick to yell off with their heads. Instead, let us come in the name of Jesus, in the name of love. Amen.